flash him your boobies.
Your boobies.
So we can get this started with.
No, I don't want
get it started
that.
On a right tune.
Come on, flash those boobies.
Show us. Ooh! Show us what you're working with. Shimmy for us. Oh, man.
It started.
All right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Miss the Bus Weekly Show. I'm one of your hosts today, Matt Austin. I'm joined by the same three fucks you get every single week.
Wow.
Directly in front of me, we have Tyler McCaffrey. What's up, Tyler?
Glad to be here today.
Today. To Tyler's right. No, to Tyler's left. To my frontish left, Omar.
Yeah. Frontish
Omar,
looking, left?
I thought he said the direction. To your frontish right.
To my frontish right?
Yeah.
You know, they can't see us.
That's
so.
Okay. I want to give them a visual of what they can expect from it.
You're right.
What's up, Omar? How much you benching these days?
Wow.
You're like 650 now?
Jesus.
No, you're good.
No.
And then we got Bailey to my right.
Yep.
To
yeah, front of that's them. Correct. Hey, guys.
Silly, goofy
this
Bailey.
Glass of
that's
drink.
Me.
What are you going to say today to make us laugh?
No, you can't put me on the spot like that, because anytime people do that, I freeze up like a freaking deer.
It's got to come naturally.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm just like, well.
Like what?
T'Challa.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know what that has to do with anything. Tyler was showing us a glass a second
ago.
The glass doesn't
don't
smell
freeze
good.
Up.
It doesn't smell good.
It smells weird.
You know, glasses normally do not smell good. They don't wash very well.
Eyeglasses?
No.
Oh,
glasses.
God. Yeah, because I drink from my glasses that I read
with. I didn't know you were talking about drinking.
That I read novels
with.
As I said, this is the weekly show on Miss the Bus. We're not your premium source of video game, television, and movie news, but gosh, freaking dang it, we're going to try to be anyway. Everybody seems to be doing good, so...
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said pay us for premium.
Pay us. Yeah, it is premium. Yeah. You need a premium member.
Send us some
If bucks. You're listening to this and you didn't pay for it, you're stealing it. And that's not fair. You need to give us some kind of money. All right. So everybody's doing good?
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, wow. We all said that in unison.
It's a good
and
thing
I
you didn't jinx
anybody.
We all.
Bailey's was... learning her way. She's learning she can't jinx on this show.
I can't.
Because it fucks everybody
I
up.
Want to so bad.
You can't do it.
It fucks the world.
Yeah, well,
it does fuck the world.
That's a little dramatic.
All right, so before we get in the news, if you like what we do, there's a bunch of ways you can come and find us. We're on social media. We're on Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod. On YouTube, you just search Miss the Bus. Facebook, search Miss the Bus. I don't deal with Facebook. That's Tyler.
That's
Bailey and Omar.
That's Bailey and Omar. Oh, I thought that was Tyler.
No, I post the episode every week on there.
Oh, good job. Good job. If you see the episode on Facebook, it's Tyler.
It says posted by me.
As far as listening to us, there's a bunch of ways. You just search Miss the Bus in any of the following. We're on SoundCloud, Twitter. We're on Google Play now. Shout out to Google. Thank you for that. There's one I'm leaving out. Stitcher. There's another one, too. It's called Listen. Listen something. I don't know what it is. Nobody probably knows
Stitcher.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher.
Oh, we are?
We've been on Stitcher for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't really know what Stitcher is.
I don't think many people use Stitcher. If you're listening to this on Stitcher, I'm sorry.
But thank you.
Thank you very much. And I said Google Play. We're on Google. Thank you, Google. And if you listen on any of those ways, we really appreciate it. But if you've got an iPhone, it's so easy. Just click on the podcast app, open up iTunes, leave us a rating.
A rating, a like, a subscription, a
anything,
favorite.
But a rating would be great. You just click on it. You click 5 stars. We're super happy.
And then
you
throw
give
a
us,
comment.
If you want to give us 4 stars, don't do it.
You don't have that option. Literally,
email
5 stars
me and we'll
nothing.
Talk about it and we'll convince you to get to 5 and then we'll go from there. So we really appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything. And we are going to jump straight into the news. We need a drop for the news.
News.
Let's sing a song.
News. News.
News.
Start chanting. News.
News. The news.
News.
The news. The news.
Okay.
The news. The novellas.
Save that in case we need to use it.
Crop it out. Save
you can,
it.
You can pull it next week and we can take it. All right, so we're jumping into the news. The way we do things, we each have looked up a lot of stuff this week. A ton of really exciting news has come out, and we've got stuff that we care about that we've kind of looked at and know a little bit about. We're going to bring it to the table. We're going to talk about it, and we're just going to go with it. So without further ado, let's see what's first on here. Let me get over to it. All right, we are going to go straight into... Oh, Omar, go ahead.
Yeah.
What you got?
New Into the Spider-Verse trailer. Oh, my fuck, dude.
This looks great. It looks so good.
Fantastic.
Well, okay, I'm not sure if you guys had an idea, but I didn't know Spider-Man was in it.
I didn't until
you mean
I saw
Peter
the
Parker?
Trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was in it.
Well, I guess
and
I figured he was going to be in it, but...
Well, because in the comics or whatever, I guess they do meet at some point, but Peter Parker's also dead for the most part.
Right. Well, so the concept of this movie is not... It's like a bunch of different universes.
Exactly.
Spider-Man, right? So that's
like,
the thing.
Right.
it's not really like what would happen in one timeline, right?
Which
it's
just he
all
right, exactly. joining together.
And I mean, he
really
said
it. He says
point.
That in the trailer.
Yeah, in the trailer,
yeah.
he says it's another universe. And I had no idea Spider-Man was voiced by Nick.
It's
from
fucking
New
great.
I love it.
I know, cool. Not everybody is like super on board with that, right. but I think it's fucking awesome.
I think,
like,
no,
dude, I mean,
I
think it fits. I think it's great. I can't wait to see more.
I love
think,
the Spider-Man they're like portraying.
Exactly.
Him. I think
it fits with that Spider-Man, like an older Spider-Man. He looks like he's, you know, fucking lazy. He's like that's Nick.
He's like a jokester. Exactly. He's just trying to like pass the torch kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know. The trailer looks super
Catch
fucking
yourself.
Cool.
A little too excited.
A lot of cool characters.
And this movie
saw...
is going to be in theaters, right? It's,
That's
what I was
going to
say. I can't believe that it's actually going to be in theaters.
I know,
it's
right?
It looks like stunning, though.
Dude,
I think it's going to, like,
visuals are amazing.
Seeing that in Dolby? Ooh.
Ooh.
Will
nice.
They do a Dolby release for that?
I don't know if they will,
if
but they definitely
should. For an
animated
Spider-Man movie?
It'd be fun. Yeah, I guess it depends what comes out at the time. We have to look
That'd
it up
wild.
And see. But,
oh, yeah.
The animation style, I didn't realize it was going to be kind of like that meld of like stop animation and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, it looks really cool.
It looks,
I dig it. It's great.
Yeah, I feel like the visuals a little... I don't know. From the first trailer to the second trailer, they kind of look...
They look a little different, right?
Because right?
I didn't.
That's what I thought.
Well, that's the thing, especially with the animation. Like I said, I didn't know it was going to be this kind of movie. So.
Right? Yeah.
I think
so,
it looks awesome, though.
I'm very excited for it. And I mean, we saw a bunch of cool characters. I think Green Goblin was in it. Kingpin was in it.
Yeah.
And
which Kingpin is the person that's voicing Kingpin? It's somebody. I'll look it up because I don't remember.
I have no idea who's
Vincent D'Onofrio.
I wish.
No, I was just cool. saying.
But, no, man, yeah, I'm very fucking excited for it, so let's go.
Let's go. All right, moving right along. What's next?
Wow, I looked up Kingpin, and it just brought me to Wilson Fisk from Daredevil. His
nice.
Bald head.
I think Tyler's got the next one.
There was a trailer for the Bumblebee movie, the Transformers prequel, that is coming out, and it's shockingly, I thought it looked kind of good. I'm not going to count my prayers on
no,
this.
No, I mean...
But
it looks so good. It looks so good.
It looks kind
of
good.
The thing is, that's one of the better trailers I've seen in a really long time.
Well, the thing is, it's directed by the guy that did Kubo.
Right.
Right.
And that's a very good movie. And it takes place in the 80s.
And it's such a smaller scale
and
than
the
fucking ridiculous places that
the Transformers
movies have gone to.
He doesn't look like a big hunk of metal. He actually looks...
he looks fucking
cool. He
looks
good,
yeah.
Yeah,
he looks great. I can't wait.
So I'm kind of into it.
Well, I say
but
I can't
not...
wait. I guess we have to just kind of cross our fingers and hope and pray that this ends up looking
but the thing
being
is,
as
though,
good as it looks.
Exactly. We enjoy we like the first Transformers movie, or we enjoy it.
See,
so
it's going to diverge, though, because I think everybody at this table enjoys the first Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like them all.
Yeah, everybody? Even Angelo.
I did.
First Transformers? All right, see, I like it. I'm okay with the second one, and I still, my sick ass still likes the third one.
Yeah,
and I know Tyler does too. They're some of Tyler's favorite movies of all time. I don't know about
them. I've liked them all. I don't know.
You've liked all of them?
I did.
Like, up till?
I haven't seen the Mark Wahlberg ones, but I've heard they're awful. And I think.
Oh,
wait,
never mind. I've only seen one Mark Wahlberg one.
Yeah,
there was
another one.
Did you see the Last Night that came out? Was it last year?
It was either last year or the
year
before.
Incredible film.
There, yeah.
Wait, was it really?
It came out last summer. There was a time period where when I went to the movies every single week, we would see the Transformers Last Night trailer. So we saw it probably a good, at least, I would say realistically, 6 times.
Yeah.
From like going week to week, seeing everything.
I honestly think that this movie is going to be good.
I do too. I mean, the trailer looks really, really cool. And
the thing is, we can't go into it with these enormous expectations.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
I don't
that's
have
the thing.
Like huge.
I know.
Expectations.
I know.
The trailer looks so good because we had like shit expectations.
Yeah,
for
it's
it.
A good trailer,
and the trailer looks great. But we don't want to get it hyped up too much. So you know what? Maybe it'll be all right. Let's keep.
And John Cena, you just see his face for like 2 seconds.
That's all
in
you
the
needed.
Trailer.
That's all you needed.
He's there for like legit like a second. He's just marching.
He's just marching out with his gun in his hand.
If you haven't seen the Bumblebee trailer, if the Transformers movies have scared you too much because all the shameful things they've done, just go watch it because it's not bad. It looks pretty good.
It's got a good vibe.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
All right. Moving right along.
Is it me?
Okay,
sorry. I was trying to look something up. By the way, Kingpin in the Spider-Verse movie is Liev Schreiber.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah,
that's tight.
I couldn't remember who it was, but I knew it was somebody like cool, so
that's
I was excited
cool.
about that. But yeah, so they also dropped the trailer for the Lego 2, the second part movie.
The Lego 2.
The Lego 2.
The Lego 2. Wow, I know. But the trailer actually, I thought it was really funny, and it made me really excited for it. The cast is like amazing as it was in the first movie. I'm like hoping it doesn't do the whole thing where it falls super short from the first movie just because it did so well and everybody... Actually, well, not everybody liked it. A lot of people had issues with the end.
It's so good.
With the first movie?
Yeah.
Do a lot of people in general have issues with it, or is it like our friends?
No, I've like heard a lot of people say they have issues with the end.
I know Mary, shout out to my sister, but Mary does not like the end of that
movie
at all.
Who's not here at the moment.
Yeah, she's not with us.
You see, that's shocking me because I talked to my sister and my brother-in-law too, and they were like, we watched a while ago... And, like, they love most movies, and they were kind of just like, it was okay, but we probably need to rewatch it.
Really?
A lot of people have that. Like, they're like, oh, we need to just, like, see it again.
Because, I don't know, well, I've seen it once, and I remember when I watched it, I thought it was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, I thought it, but that's coming from me who loves toys and Legos and stupid shit. So, like, I thought it was very creative and fun.
I actually want to watch it. I've never seen it.
It's really good.
You haven't seen the Lego movie?
No.
Oh, dude.
It's so creative.
And you haven't seen the next one? You haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph either, have you?
Nope.
I own both of them. We're watching them soon.
Nice.
If we have a chance this weekend, we're watching them.
I didn't even know you hadn't seen Wreck-It Ralph either.
No.
But yeah, the trailer for the second, this, like, next, well,
it had Beastie Boys in it.
Yeah, well, the like music drop was really good. That's the thing too with the trailers lately. They've been killing it with the music choices. I love it.
Yeah, I definitely.
I think
agree.
It's been doing really well. But
did y'all see the tweet that Phil Lord had when the
are they directing it?
I think they. I don't think they're directing it, but they may have had something to do. I'm saying they had something to do with the script, but that was the BoJack guy. So I don't know what they did, but they did something because the Phil Lord tweeted. Wait, hold on. Oh, he said, hey, look, we made a space movie. It's like a direct fucking poke at Solo. It's kind of funny.
Wow, that is funny.
Okay, it's the director is Mike Mitchell. He directed Sky High.
Wow.
And Shrek Forever After.
I love Sky High.
Wait, what's the second thing he said?
Shrek Forever After. Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Oh,
wait,
God.
Do we think this is good news, though? I like Sky High, too, but I don't want that to be my Lego.
No, yeah, well, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I just like Sky High.
I don't know. Sky High is pretty funny, though.
I think it's a good movie, but...
I'm sure Phil Lord and Chris Miller is going to have a handprint all over it still.
I think it's
and the BoJack guy still wrote the script, so there's good things there.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller, they're producing it.
I feel like there's a huge chance this movie's going to fall short. I don't want it to, because I think it's... I like the Lego movie, and I think that this movie could be good, but I don't know.
The beginning of that trailer is so, like, Mad Max.
I thought that's what they were going for.
Yeah, Mad Max. I thought, yeah.
You haven't watched it?
No, I said that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what I thought when I looked at it, and then when I looked it up online, a bunch of people were saying that. I was like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, the movie looks great. I can't wait. Was it February it comes out?
Yeah, it comes out February
2019. 8th. Cannot wait. Can't wait. All right, so then another cool trailer that we finally got was the second Wreck-It Ralph trailer. The first one might have been a teaser, so this is the first actual Wreck-It Ralph.
Like, full-length trailer?
I don't know what this thing is what these days.
Is the movie at... Wait. The actual title of this movie makes no fucking sense.
It's called
sense.
Jesus. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
It's called Ralph Breaks the Internet, : Wreck-It Ralph 2. If you type it out and look it up, that's what it's called.
That's the actual name?
Yeah.
Why is Wreck-It Ralph 2 at the end?
I don't know. I think it's because of the way they have the logo
it's
where
with
it's
the 2 with the update.
The 2 is like the little app update, but I don't know why they have to make the actual movie
named
that.
What was the title of the first one?
Wreck-It Ralph, the first one.
It's just Wreck-It Ralph. So they put Wreck-It Ralph in the title because it's, I guess, the second one. But then they named it Ralph Breaks the Internet, which, hilarious. I love the bit at the end of the trailer.
I'm happy they acknowledged it.
Yeah, me too. Because the internet, if you don't know, to add some context, the internet is basically like blown up over. Ever since they announced this movie, everybody online, being smug as they are, is like, why is it not called Ralph Breaks the Internet? Or Ralph Wrecks the Internet. And then they literally poke fun at that in the trailer when Ralph's like asking, like, shouldn't it be called Rex the Internet?
Well,
it just sounds better.
People also made fun of it because it's a reference to the whole like Kim Kardashian thing. So it's kind of just strange that they actually...
Oh, I didn't
what
connect
Kim Kardashian
that.
Thing?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I thought they were just making fun
of... When Kim Kardashian came out with like those big pictures a long time ago of her butt or whatever the fuck. Well, I don't even remember at this
point.
Like
the champagne?
Yeah.
And everyone said that she broke the internet. That was the big thing. So it's called Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's a direct reference to that.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
And people have been making fun of it for
a while
now.
They made jokes about... Like the people who made the movie like make jokes about that?
No, but like other people I've talked to about the movie are like, why the fuck did they title it that? Because it's a reference
See,
to that.
I never even thought of that.
You know what? I've listened to other podcasts too, and they're like, they even mentioned that it's
really
that it's named after that.
I had no idea. That is cool with the whole internet vibe of it. That makes sense.
Yeah,
Anyway, the trailer is fucking great.
It is.
There's so much packed into it. It gives you like Ready Player One vibes, but all Disney and all animated. But there's a lot of really cool stuff in it. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff in it.
I mean, the Star Wars stuff and the Iron Man and Eeyore.
The Star Wars
and all
stuff
that.
Is cool. And like the fucking, like the X-Wing chasing the TIE Fighter and everything going on. There's so many little things going on.
I love that the Stormtroopers are First Order Stormtroopers because it's like the
Disney
Stormtroopers.
Like the sequel trilogy is great. I think a lot of people don't even notice the first time you watch that trailer too when they show Eeyore. And then, like, Iron Man literally flies past him.
Yeah.
I think that's something that, like, it happens so fast. If you've only watched the trailer once, go rewatch it. Because I didn't notice it. You didn't. I've seen other people watch it, and they don't even see that part. Yeah. I'm like, wait, you need to rewind and go see that because it looks awesome. But, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in that trailer. And I feel like if the whole movie ends up being jam-packed with all these references to other Disney stuff, it's going to be cool. Because Disney's fucking huge. They own the world. He is cool. I read somewhere that he's going to be, like, a main character.
And Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
I strangely
it wouldn't
might
make
be
sense,
too.
But I'd like it.
Well, I read that, and I also read, like, C-3PO is going to have a big part.
That'd be great, too.
Again, that's what I think, because the movie's got to separate itself
from the first one. Dopey Disney characters,
Like, I absolutely adore the first Wreck-It Ralph, and I was kind of on the fence about them making a sequel to it, but if it's going to be this much different, if it's just going to be, like, this movie filled with all these Disney references, I think that's kind
of
cool.
I was only on the fence about it because the ending of the first one kind of made me tear up a little bit.
Me, too. The ending. So, Omar, we were watching this movie this weekend. We were watching
the ending quote always kind of fucks me up.
The ending quote, and then there's something that happens about three-fourths of the way, too, that also fucks me up big time. So we're going to watch
it. Actually, I haven't watched the trailer for the second one just because I want to see the first movie first.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, we're going to watch it this weekend, then we're going to watch the trailer because it's great. All right, but yeah, so the Wreck-It Ralph 2 trailer looks great. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Really good shit. What is next on our doc?
The Addams Family.
Yeah,
oh, is that okay? Yeah. I'm sorry, my computer's like messing up really bad right now, so
you need me to show you?
No, it's okay. I just got to pull up like my other thing because
you can
look
at mine. I can move it.
But yeah, they announced like that they were gonna do what is it called? Give me a second. Sorry, guys.
Should we sing a song?
Oh, I wish everyone would sing more often. Okay, don't do that. That like makes it so much worse. So MGM announced but they announced that they're doing an animated like a new Addams Family, which the cast is like really really amazing for it, which that's why I didn't even really care about this at first, and then I saw the cast and it's
Same,
like Oscar
exactly.
Isaac, Charlize Theron.
Damn.
Like
that is great.
Finn,
that's awesome.
Dude, Finn Wolfhard or whatever.
Wait,
the
really?
Freaking, he's
oh,
in
yeah,
it
Stranger
too.
Things,
yeah. He's in it, and Nick Kroll and Bette Midler, which I was like,
whoa,
that's crazy.
Cool. That's got to be his first like voice acting gig, Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. Yeah. But it's directed by the same people that did Sausage Party, so I thought
fucking,
that
really
I hated that movie so much.
I've never seen it.
It
but
sucks.
I was like,
I've never seen it either. I would probably watch it. Angela was telling me to watch it. I think
it's stupid.
Seth Rogen really create that movie.
Yeah,
that
he did, and he was super proud of it. Like everything he made.
I mean, people who have seen that movie said, like, other than you, like everyone else that I've heard,
I don't
like,
think
likes
it would. I don't
bad.
Think it would appeal to us. At
it just
all.
Felt flat to me so much.
We could put it on the background. We're editing this episode. Is it on Netflix? I think
it
is.
Or it was.
What's the I'm getting off on a tangent now, but what's the movie Seth Rogen and James Franco made about North Korea?
Oh,
I don't remember.
Did y'all see it though?
I watched it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I watched it basically when it went up on Netflix because like theaters wouldn't put it in theaters. Yeah, again, I think I just really get their humor, so even when the movies aren't like great, I still kind of enjoy those. I don't know.
No, I feel that way
I think there's certain things that they do as a pair that is great.
Yeah, it's great.
Movies like Pineapple Express or I don't know.
This is the end.
This is the end too. Was a really
or like
funny
when you
movie.
Watch Superbad. I mean, Seth Rogen's in that. It's just like, or we know he's not.
Seth Rogen
is he in Superbad?
Yeah, he's
in
Superbad.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
the top.
And, oh, that's right. I don't know. Just certain things that they do are really.
Seth
great.
Rogen's always funny in the movies he's in. It just doesn't necessarily mean the movie's good.
And Freaks and Geeks. Y'all need to watch Freaks and Geeks because they're both in that and they're great in that.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes.
It's so good.
But I did think they didn't say much about this, but I did think like. Just with the cast alone, it's going to get pretty popular quickly.
Is it releasing soon?
No.
It can't because they're just announcing it,
they're just,
it,
like,
right?
just announcing that it's, like, being made.
So it's animated?
Yeah, it's animated. Yeah. So it's all going to be, like...
There's a cool picture they've got.
Yeah, I saw the picture, yeah.
Yeah, which I really liked the style that they're going for, too. But whenever I saw it was by the same people that did Sausage Party, I was like, I'm kind of wondering what the show's going to be like.
Yeah, see, I didn't know it was by the same people that did Sausage Party.
I'm sure it won't
Party.
Be vulgar.
Yeah, I guess
no,
it won't
I don't
be.
Think it will be. I was just kind of, like, surprised to see that.
It should be interesting.
Yeah, so that was cool. I liked that. I liked that little story.
A little bit. Moving right along.
You ready for me?
Yeah, go. Go, boy.
All right, so this next one. Apparently,
we are ready.
Collider reported earlier this week that Ryan Gosling, Donald Glover, and Ezra Miller are all in the studio's shortlist to portray the director of Willy Wonka.
The titular?
Yeah. Titular.
I don't like that. I shouldn't have said that.
No.
Apparently, Donald Glover's chasing the role, but Miller and Gosling have both previously worked with Warner Brothers for films such as Blade Runner, 2049, Fantastic Beasts, and Justice League. Who would you guys like to see as Willy Wonka?
I think Donald Glover is kind of an interesting, I would totally go for it.
I think Donald Glover and Ryan Gosling would both be great.
I don't think I care enough about Ezra Miller to
No, me neither.
See him. I think he would, he's like weird and quirky.
I think he would fit though. I think he would fit the role.
I think he would fit more of a Tim Burton kind
of vibe. Yeah, I don't want to see him on the big screen.
I think Donald Glover would be really good, but when I start thinking of Ryan Gosling as Willy Wonka, and like the original Willy Wonka, and imagining Ryan Gosling.
I guess that's the thing.
It's really good.
I'm thinking too much of the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka, and I'm thinking like Ryan Gosling, really. But I guess the original. Yeah, I think I actually see that. And that's
like that really heartfelt shit, but put Ryan Gosling in there.
Oh God,
I'd be into that. But I think Donald Glover would be good too.
Willy Winky. I hope that's like what he comes out sounding like. Jesus.
What's interesting is the director is the guy that did both Paddington movies. So and those are like, those are really good movies.
Tyler's dick just shot up.
I never saw the second one, but the first one's really good. Y'all would y'all fucking sleep on Paddington.
I want to watch Paddington.
It's really good.
I'm giving you shit for no reason. I want to see it.
It's really
good. I
want
to watch them.
So I don't know. This movie would probably be good. I didn't even realize they were actually making this.
Well, they are. I didn't know either. I literally just found that out.
I'm kind of into that. If they like, normally I don't like movies that I love keep being remade, but Willy Wonka is kind of a cool thing, and the Tim Burton one wasn't amazing.
I wasn't a fan of the Tim Burton one.
It's okay, but the first one's so good, and if they ever made an actual really really good one again,
I feel like Donald Glover could very easily be the person to like.
I could see him in that role.
I'd be into it.
Yeah,
I'd be into
not
it.
Not Ezra Miller though. Nothing against the dude, but I just don't want to see that.
I don't want to see him at all.
At all? Okay. Anyway. Omar does not like him.
I keep just thinking of his terrible haircut in Fantastic Beasts.
That's what I keep picturing, too.
Haircut's fucking awful.
It's so bad.
I've never seen that movie.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What have you seen at this point?
Not much.
I mean, I think you can be forgiven for not watching Fantastic Beasts.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
I want to watch it, though. we're going to rewatch all those before the second one comes. I want to rewatch the Harry Potter movie so bad. So that's a perfect excuse.
That's what I really want to watch.
Yeah. So we should just rewatch them, and then I'll see that Fantastic Beasts for the first time, Omar. And then we'll watch Johnny Depp be in prison. I don't know. what he's doing in that movie. Okay. So this next one's super interesting to me because I didn't realize the DCU was still being fuckers about
Have you seen Suicide Squad or no?
No, and I will never see it. I refuse.
Nice.
Right hand to God. Ugh. Cross my heart, hope to die.
You have to watch it eventually.
That's very surprising to me.
I'm very shocked.
At this point, he's like making it a deal. Like,
I take back my swear, because when this movie comes out, I'm going to want to see how bad it is, and I guess I'm going to watch Suicide Squad first. Anyway, the Warner Brothers has announced they are making a spinoff Joker movie starring Jared Leto, produced by Jared Leto. That part's slightly more interesting, but it's very confusing. Again, we talk about this with like them fucking up like different timelines and shit in movies. Like, they're also making a Joker origin movie that's got nothing to do with the DCU at all.
None of this has been officially announced yet, though.
The Joker has. The Jared Leto.
Jared Leto thing.
Not the Jared Leto one. The other one.
The other one is definitely happening, too. They just don't know if Joaquin Phoenix is in it.
They're both confirmed, but
both movies are happening, and both, I don't know. Like, I don't know if either of them really should happen.
I can't even talk about this anymore.
Joaquin Phoenix, like, excites me. Being, like, that sounds interesting. It being a Joker Origins film, like, excites me way less. I don't think they should do that. I wish they would just go along the lines of something else.
It depends what they mean by origin.
Well, from what I've read, to anyone that's read The Killing Joke or seen The Killing Joke, they say that whole Joker backstory in there is kind of what they're aiming for. Because,
oh, my God. I actually kind of like that.
But do you want a whole movie based off of it? Where that is the joke? Like, you might only see him as
it could
like
be
the
really
Joker
good, it could be really
at the
bad,
very end. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I can kind of get on board with that one. I don't think they should be doing this.
They just definitely shouldn't have two. Like,
they should not have two.
I agree with that. But the only reason I'm actually semi looking forward to this is the fact that Jared Leto is producing, and that because I mean he said I think for yeah, for Suicide Squad, there was like a lot of shit they didn't end up
they
using.
Cut out of the movie,
right?
All the
and
stuff. Right.
It
said
just
was really
it seemed
good.
Like he was really interested in portraying the Joker. And it seemed, you know, like he had a lot to offer. So
right, and not only that, but he was like one of the better parts in Suicide Squad. So
even
like,
though he wasn't, really
I'm
in it,
interested
yeah.
right. to see the type.
You don't
of
think so?
I don't know anymore. Honestly, I don't.
I'm so curious.
Suicide Squad was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. But there was a couple redeeming things about it. And
it
I
was,
think
one of them was the Joker. And I'm interested to see that type of Joker.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really
yeah.
go
yeah.
Like
yeah.
more
I,
of
so.
It.
I don't know. I guess when I saw it, there really isn't enough of him in the movie to be like, he was terrible. Like, I guess he was good. But I don't really like the look. I don't like
I hate the look.
It's not even that the look is necessarily bad. I just don't think it matches with the DC universe
at all.
In any way.
It doesn't,
why do you have
but
this like poppy, like,
and there's a way
out ghetto
that's
Joker?
The thing. There's a way to be a gangster and not be ghettofied in that way.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I don't know.
Like the damage tattoo above the head.
That's
the
worst part about it.
Like the tattoo on his mat. Like all this stuff. It's just.
There's, but the thing is, I think they overdid it, but at the same time, they had to do something so different from Heath Ledger that,
right.
like,
yeah.
it made it to where they kind of went overboard with it, which they could have, like, toned it down some, and it would have been cooler, like, to see him more as, like, a, I don't know, like, a
gangster. I was even fine with the teeth. He just, the tattoos.
The tattoos actually bothered me a lot.
Yeah.
He also could have worn, like, a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
his
like
fucking open coat, bare chest.
In so much promotion of that movie, he's just shirtless and wearing fucking, like, gloves, like, hospital
Well, it's
gloves.
Also, like, I get the Joker's not supposed to be this, like, beautiful-looking dude, but, like,
yeah,
Jared Leto's actually like, kind of, like, a beautiful human being, but they made him look as terrible as they could.
Yeah.
Like, he looks
maybe
just
that,
straight
I guess
up
that was what
trash
they were going
in that
for.
Film. I don't know.
They were trying to make him scary, but Jared Leto doesn't have a scary face.
No.
So, like, how
and
do you make that
again,
scary?
I haven't seen the movie, but I don't really like his voice either, from what I heard. Like, I think I'm not blaming him. I think they had a very, like, set vision that they wanted for this movie, and they kind of just steamrolled. They're like, no, go do this. And they kind of forced whatever they did. But maybe seeing an Origins or separate Joker movie would be kind of interesting.
I just looked it up. So, San Diego Comic-Con, we keep throwing around that we're going to get DC announcements at Comic-Con. It's
right.
July 19th through the 22nd.
So, we'll find out something then?
Yeah. In a couple months.
Something then. Until then.
Or next month, my bad.
Until then, we go to the next story.
Oh, all that was right. a nice transition.
That kind of sounded like Kratos.
Oh,
I'm gonna work on that. All right, I think Omar's next.
Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, I didn't know this was actually happening. I know there was talks about it, but there's a Hobbs and Shaw spinoff movie coming from the Fast.
How long?
Franchise.
See, I knew this was happening because hasn't it caused a lot of drama with like Vin Diesel?
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Because he's basically we want to go on the
right.
next one,
and
they
and
have to make this fucking movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I said I know there was talks about it. I know it was like confirmed,
okay.
and it was like officially happening. But yeah, The Rock, you know, I follow him on Instagram, so
right.
he posted. He was in the gym, you know, working out hard like usual, and he was like, you know, 16 weeks we start. So I was very
very
surprised.
The Rock and Vin Diesel like hate each other. They do. They're like feuding about.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they've been
yeah,
feuding
I
for
have
a while,
read that.
But
it kind of breaks
but it's
my
gotten,
heart.
It's gotten
I love them
worse,
both.
I believe.
Has it?
Yeah, because of this. I'm.
Do you think when they're fighting like in the movies, it's like
it's real?
It's real.
Yeah. Well, no, because now they're friends.
Oh, so now they're friends?
Actually, now they're family.
Yeah, they're all at the barbecue in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about in the movie. I thought you meant in real life.
No, I mean, no.
Right, okay. I don't know. Vin Diesel is obviously, like, the face of Fast and Furious. Him and, you know, Paul Walker.
Yeah.
But,
God bless his soul.
Yeah. R.I.P., man. I love that dude.
But, yeah, I see where you're going because it's kind of like Vin Diesel's been doing this for so long. And
right,
now,
so it's
like,
his
The
thing.
Rock kind of
it's
walked
thing.
Into this in
right.
the fifth one. And so now kind of getting his own and
right,
pushing
but,
back the actual movie.
Yeah.
That's probably pissing him off.
I don't want
which,
this movie.
I don't either.
You know, The Rock and Tyrese are fighting, too.
Man, maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they're going to turn on
I think
him.
I think it's more of like Tyrese is obviously going to side with Vin Diesel because, you know, like, they're
well,
the originals.
Well, no, it's because Tyrese has no money anymore. And they're spending all the money to, like, make the Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh.
So Tyrese is like, we need to get this
well,
movie
no,
out so
he,
I can fucking.
That's literally what it is. There, he wants the production to like speed up for
right.
his movie because he needs money.
I got you.
So
yeah, I'm not sure if we need this movie, but I don't know. I mean, I love anything The Rock is in, and
the problem with it is, and don't get me wrong, I love Deckard Shaw and I love
yeah.
Luke Hobbs, but the problem with it is, Fast and Furious is such a franchise that knows what it is.
Right.
So why change it?
So why not just make make the ninth? We don't need spin-offs for these
movies.
I don't think a spin-off is a good idea.
Are one of the few things where they can just keep churning out the fucking thing that works and everybody's fine with
and
it.
And that's the
so
thing.
So why don't just do it? Just give us what we want.
Because that's what's good about these movies. They know what they are.
Yeah.
Right. And I really like these characters, but I'd rather see more of them in the actual Fast and Furious movies.
And in their kind of minor roles. I don't want to see them as major characters.
But that's the thing. You can't... They're... Why take them away from everybody else? Them all together as a unit is what makes the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
So seeing them alone, you're just going to be kind of bored with it.
Yeah.
Like, you can only see them.
I mean, these movies could still be, like, fun movies to watch, but it's just not... Like,
you know
I'd
what?
Much
it should
rather,
go straight to TV. It
it'll be definition of throwaway.
It
That's the thing.
It should
we'll
not go
see
go
it,
to
and we'll
theaters.
Have fun, but we'll probably all leave the theater being like, man, I wish we just watched Fast.
Right.
Right. Like, if it was a Fast and Furious movie, it'd be, like, way more enjoyable.
Yeah. Exactly, so...
Yeah, because even Fate of the Furious for me, it was still good, but it didn't have the same feel since Paul Walker wasn't there. I just miss him so much.
How many movies do you guys think they got left in them?
Well, I think they confirmed they're doing 10.
Okay, yeah. so why not make 10 and then do this movie?
I don't know. Makes more That's sense why it's weird. They should just do 9
and 10. I could run
10.
This fucking company. Okay, enough
Watch
about
out.
Them.
Matt's running.
I'm running the company. All right, Bailey, what you got?
Oh, okay, so... Quentin Tarantino, the man, the one and only.
The man.
Dude, I am so excited for his new movie, The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think that movie is going to be fucking amazing. But not only that, they announced more of the cast been added. And this cast is like the definition of an all-star cast because it already has Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie.
Robbie.
Okay. Never mind, you can't.
Thank you.
No,
but
you can't.
So it already has them, and then Al Pacino
got
added. And when I saw that, I was
excited.
Like, you've got to be kidding
Hell
me.
Yeah.
But they have Al Pacino, Damian Lewis, Luke Perry, Emile Hirsch, Dakota Fanning, and Clifton Collins
Really?
Jr.
Emile Hirsch?
Mm-hmm.
Great actor.
No, I mean, they're all... Everybody that's been added to this movie
it's
is amazing.
It's
going to
be so good.
So I'm already... Like, Quentin Tarantino himself already makes amazing movies. But the fact that, like, this... I feel like, and especially Matt, is going to love... Even though it's not, because Matt loves.
Well, I don't love.
Matt loves Charles Manson.
I do not love Charles Manson.
He's his hero.
When Charles Manson died, like 6 months ago, whenever it happened, God do not bless his soul. Stay away from him. I guess I really hadn't read much about it until that happened. So I spent like 3 or 4 days, not weeks, looking up, just reading about Charles Manson because it's interesting. He's a sick fuck. He's evil. He should have died
like
30 years ago. But it's very interesting. And so it's kind of like as I finished reading all of this stuff about Charles Manson, I was like, oh, okay. And then I started reading about this and I was like, okay, I'm definitely down with that being the next Tarantino film. That's awesome.
Yeah, so. I mean, so just seeing this cast, I just, whenever I saw the announce, because I don't even think they announced all these people at the same time. It was like in groups.
No, they just
so
go.
I saw like, I think it was Emile Hirsch, Dakota Fanning, and someone else got announced first. And then later on in the day, like I was scrolling and I saw Al Pacino's face and I was like, what? And then I read it and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Oh my gosh. I got so excited. So this movie is going to be incredible. That's... And like Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
I mean, just the cast is enough.
Man.
Yeah.
I could literally walk into the movie, just see them all on screen together. And then walk out and
it's
be like
seeing
I'm
the fucking,
fine.
It's like watching the Avengers or something. I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
it's like, the Avengers, but Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, like
style.
An all-star cast.
Speaking of 10, isn't Tarantino also doing 10 films and then he's done?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't buy it, but he says
You don't
that.
Think so?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised
no.
if he did.
See, I could see it being like that because he takes so long to make his movies.
He might take a break for a while, but
and
he's such a—he's so obsessive.
Yeah,
but
there's
he's also,
no way he's gonna stay
yeah,
away.
Yeah, he steps away from the game for 5 or 6 years.
There's
he's
no
like,
way.
No, I can do it better, and
yeah,
he just walks
away.
No,
way.
No, I mean, I feel like he's definitely one of those artistic type that like. All everything
see,
he puts out
too,
is a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. So in his mind, he's like, I'm going to put out these 10 masterpieces, and then I am done. I'm out the game, and I run shit.
He wants a legacy, and he
I
wants
think
a
that's
planned
what he
legacy.
Oh, I agree with that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like he want, when he steps out, he's going to be like, these are my 10 movies. This is me. This is everything. You know, I kind of see that, too. It could go either
I wouldn't
way.
Be surprised if he didn't,
but
I definitely
he's the type of guy,
he
too. Like, he doesn't really care about Hollywood, so saying that now, like him saying right now, I'm not going to make any more past 10, it's probably because he's just tired.
Yeah.
I could just see him like years from now doing another movie.
How old is he? Is he in his 40s, 50s?
50s.
He doesn't, okay, because he doesn't look that old. I don't know.
He's looked the same forever.
Yeah. He has looked the same. But yeah, so I'm very excited about this movie.
We'll
I think see. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Omar, what All you got? All
right. This excites the fuck out of me. So from, I'm not really into like reading or looking at reviews. No, okay. Fuck you guys.
I'm not into reading. I don't read.
I'm trying to fix my headphones. Like,
oh, sorry, I got you. What do you need?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is good right there. That's the stuff. All right. Jesus. I'm not really into looking at early reviews for movies or whatever. That too.
Porn.
But I did see a lot of early reviews for The Incredibles 2.
Oh, that's all looking. I haven't
they're so fucking good.
Really?
Dude. A lot of people are saying they were walking into it hoping it'd be like, you know, up to par with the first one. Some people said it exceeds.
Really?
Which fucking excites me. I'm so hyped for this movie, dude. It's a week away. I've been waiting for this movie for over 10 years.
We all have. I have to, like, I'm super excited for this movie, but when the actual plot came out about it, I was kind of, like, slightly disappointed only because the whole, like, stay-at-home dad thing, I'm like, I don't know if I really love that that's the direction they're going in with it. But that's the thing.
That's also been done before.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I just want to see them all kick ass together. Exactly. Like, a really, and maybe that's what the movie's second half of it's going to be.
Well, I mean, okay, so it's exactly like the first one. It just, you know, the old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Elastigirl and Mr. Incredible. So, I don't know, dude. I'm so fucking ready for it. And then...
Well, that's the thing. It more made me nervous that, like, maybe this is going to be one of Pixar's bad sequels. But if it's getting good reviews,
No, dude. It's getting fucking great reviews. Awesome. I haven't seen one bad thing about it. It's saying what was it? Since Toy Story 3, it's, like, the most well-received sequel or whatever.
Oh, sequel. Movie. Okay. That makes sense. Because Pixar is, like, notoriously bad for their sequels.
Not Cars 3.
Except for Cars 3.
Finding Dory was good too.
What was good?
Finding Dory.
Oh yeah.
There's lots of good sequels. What are you talking about?
Well, there's Cars 2.
Cars 2 is bad. Just, yeah.
But the thing is, it's not even that it's bad. It's not ever going to be as good as the first.
I like Finding Dory, but I think the world sees Finding Dory as kind of a letdown. They see Cars 2 and 3 as a letdown.
For me, I've loved every single Pixar movie except Cars 2. Like, I just love watching Pixar. Right. There's something about even Good Dinosaur. I know people hate it. But there's something about, I don't know, all the movies feel like they're in this one world. And I just love it.
And we get to see it in Wreck-It Ralph.
So yeah.
Pixar world.
Very true.
Very excited.
So yeah, that's great. It comes out this Thursday.
Dude, this Thursday and the Lego game, which I know we haven't really heard.
They released
much.
On the same day?
Same day.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So, next Friday.
So look for our review next week of
Incredibles 2,
for sure.
Yep.
We'll be dropping a review for that, definitely. That's worth our time, I'd say.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay. I think Omar, you got a second.
Oh yeah, okay. So Matthew Vaughn earlier today confirmed that there's a Kick-Ass reboot in the works.
Oh yeah, that was today.
Yeah, and also a Kingsman spinoff. I didn't really look too much into the Kingsman spinoff, but I don't
think because it shouldn't happen.
Right. Exactly. It's like here's the thing. It focuses like on the 20th century. It has nothing to do, I think, with the cast currently. But anyways, I'm not really too interested about that since I haven't seen the sequel. I'm more interested in the Kick-Ass because I love the first two movies. And I was hoping they were going to make a third, but now they're making... Okay, so they're making a reboot.
It's a reboot, right?
It's a reboot with the same actors, though.
Really? People hated the second one. That's why.
I don't understand.
So are they retconning the second one?
They're focusing more on Kick-Ass's character instead of, like, the villains and all that and his friends. It's just strictly going to be, I think, him, which I don't know. I mean, like I said, I like the first two, so whatever. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just not sure where they're going with it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's confirmed, so that's kind of cool. Obviously, there's not too much detail about it now, but just the whole concept of it. I mean, it'd be cool if they were coming back and doing a third or a spinoff, including these characters.
Yeah,
in some
just
way,
a reboot's
kind
of weird.
A reboot with the
saying.
Same actors
saying.
Makes
well,
no th- sense
that's
to
the
me.
Weird thing. A reboot with the same people
right.
doesn't
right.
really
doesn't
make
sense.
Sense.
It'd be like make. Jinx.
Oh, I was about to do it.
but yeah, so I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Like I said, the Kingsman news. I mean, I don't know if anybody cares about that.
No.
Have you guys seen the sequel?
I didn't, but Halle Berry's in it.
Well, there you go.
Well, there it is.
I know you're not a fan, as she mentioned last
week. I feel like,
yeah, listen to like three episodes back. Bailey like rips in Halle
Berry.
I did
not rip into Halle Berry.
I feel like Kingsman is something I should like, but for some reason I kind of don't.
I've only seen the first one, and I watched it with you guys about six months ago, and I was like, this is all right.
It kind of just bores me. I don't know why.
The thing that I like the most about it is Samuel Jackson. It's because he has a lisp. And he's got his character in general is cool, but other than that, there's not really that many likable people.
I like that he
like Colin Firth
movies
is in it.
It's kind of slightly over the top, and the effects look cool, so I think that's why people kind of go with it. But
I don't even remember remember getting as much hype as it did. Like, whenever Kingsman 2 was coming out, people were talking about it nonstop, and I don't remember the first movie being that
The first one, a lot of people liked
it. I think the first one kind of came out under the radar where people didn't know they were going to like it, and then they saw it and loved it. Exactly. So when they announced a sequel, everybody was like gung-fucking-ho about it. But
what the hell? I'm sorry. I look over, and Angela like sits on the stool like freaking Spider-Man.
Angela's like fucking perched up on the stool.
It looks like a gargoyle. Like, oh my God.
I really hope you fall.
I kind of want to grapple onto you. It does. You're lucky, but
you'll be fine.
You know what I'm thinking of? Can we? I guess we can talk about this. We got food right before this, and we were at this place called The Village, and it had really good food. And the girl that checked us out was actually really pretty, and most of us just said normal things.
Do you want to say this?
Yeah, I think it's fine. We're just like, oh, this girl's like pretty, and then Andrew's like looking like smirk, and he's like, I'm gonna club her. And we're like, whoa, what the fuck does that mean?
I was crying laughing.
All right, and now an update. Angela's standing up.
Yeah, he's moving from,
I'm scared you're going to do like a fucking like,
dude, if he falls
belly
on
flop.
Dive.
Yeah, stage dive onto the table.
We'll be done.
And all of our expensive shit's just going to fly into the fucking air. We have a few just throwaway movie stories that aren't important enough for our time. We're just going to throw them out at you guys. But J.K. Rowling apparently is already writing the Fantastic Beasts 3 script. It's a little premature if you ask me. Mortal Engines trailer is a new Peter Jackson movie that's out now. Go watch it. I haven't seen it, but Bailey's seen it.
It's the movie's out. It's just a trailer.
The trailer. The trailer's out now.
Oh, I thought you were saying the movie was out.
No,
I was like,
they did not release the movie.
No, I mean the trailer's whatever. It's not. It doesn't look that great. So
I have something on here that says shortlisted with Ryan Gosling. Oh, this
oh,
was
no,
part
was
of
for,
the. Never mind. I got
yeah,
cut
the
off.
Yeah.
Forget it. Avengers 4 concept art got leaked. It looks really cool. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It was probably for like toys or something that they're just leaking stuff for, but Hulk's in like a space suit. It looks cool. So just Google it. You'll find
Black Widow's got her red hair back too.
Oh yeah, she does.
I want the blonde.
She does.
Wait, is that a spacesuit or was it? I thought it was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I thought that's what
that's
going
probably
for.
What it is. Yeah. It's just this blue.
It looks spacey because of like the
I'm
background.
Ah, gotcha.
There's a Halloween trailer, which I haven't watched either, but it
really
probably looks
good.
Really
good.
Fucking good, really good, awesome. apparently Guardians of the Galaxy 3, regardless of what happens with Fox, which apparently Disney might not even get Fox now, I'm sure we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about with that in the future. But James Gunn has straight up said, fuck it, the X-Men, nobody's coming into my movie, we're just going with what we got. Bad Times at El Royale trailer.
Looked real good.
Looked real good. Cabin in the Woods and The Martian, same dude. Go watch it. That's the movie stuff we don't give a shit about. Well, we give a shit.
It's just quickies.
But if we could talk for 4 hours, we would.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We can't. So that's movies. We're going to jump into TV stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Omar's been talking for like 30 minutes, but he's got the first one here, too. So
let's do it.
Go
All
ahead,
right.
boy.
So the chances of the original Teen Titans TV show of coming back heavily depend on how well Teen Titans go. Is received by fans,
so we all have to go fucking see this movie.
I want this,
which
so
this is
bad.
Gonna be. This is gonna premiere in theaters, which I don't know why. Have you guys seen the TV show? It fucking.
I've seen parts of it.
It
I don't like
so
it
so bad, dude.
I mean,
compared to the original,
it's a kid's. It's the definition of a kid.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, I mean,
for
sure.
So
it.
Yeah, no. The, I mean, I would not recommend.
So if this does well, they might revive the original series.
Most likely,
they're probably
will.
Scared this movie's gonna fucking tank. So they're gonna get our sick asses to go watch this. Just
and
to,
I mean, I
so
will multiple times. So.
Yeah,
the
go,
original Teen Titans show.
I'll go buy like 8 tickets for it.
It's worth it.
It's so good.
It's great.
It's
fantastic.
It's so gritty. It's so cool.
Exactly.
It's so funny.
I love it.
It's everything.
So I mean, I haven't watched it since I was a kid either. So I would love to sit
here's
down and
the
rewatch
thing.
It.
If Cartoon Network or Adult Swim brought this back, it could be so good. Just like what they did with Samurai
People
Jack.
People would eat this up.
The last season of Samurai Jack.
Dude, I would love that.
It was so perfect.
I know, and I haven't watched it, so I can't really talk. But at the same time. Just like the visual style and everything they did with the what I saw of the last season of Samurai Jack, I would love if they did that with Teen Titans.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's good work.
Absolutely. So we're gonna buy a bunch of tickets. We recommend everybody else does it. You know, just buy them, throw them away. We don't
care. You don't have to watch
just buy
it.
The
just
ticket.
Buy it.
Throw your money at it because it's gonna be worth
go
it.
Go give it to like a homeless guy or something.
Yeah.
Let him go see it.
Yeah, but you might have to drive him to the theater.
Also, give him a ride.
Yeah. But if anything happens to you, do not blame us. Don't have your family blame us.
No, you'll be fine. That's okay. People are nice.
You need to stop
trust everyone.
Our viewers give homeless people rides.
No, I say trust everyone. Leave your doors unlocked, people.
Okay. Go ahead, Bailey.
So, actually, first, Omar's going to have to dip, unfortunately.
I love you guys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. I got to go, though. So, I'll
we
see you guys
you.
Next week.
Adios,
later.
My friend.
Bye, dude.
Goodbye.
But anyway, okay. Well, like, don't make a commotion.
Ah!
What?
That's my penis.
Whoa!
Hey! All right, see you, Omar.
Bye. Okay. Whatever. We're gonna move on. So, the next thing that they
I don't hear Bailey's mic at all.
Did you all?
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah,
maybe
did.
So. There it is. It's back. Wow.
Am I plugged in again?
Yeah, we hear you.
Has anyone heard me the past?
No. Yeah, it was just now. When Omar left, Angela was. He was like,
no, I know. I'm saying like whatever I just said, no one heard that.
No,
correct?
So re-say all of it.
Okay. So I don't remember what I was saying, but we were talking about TV and we didn't
it's your turn.
We didn't even get to talk about this last week, which I wanted to because of the whole like Roseanne scandal that was absolutely absurd. And so I saw they announced that they're going to possibly be bringing back Roseanne, but without Roseanne.
With everybody
so
else.
They literally are re-signing the rest of the cast, but not the main person who the show is named after.
You think John Goodman was weird, like, I need my job.
I need the money. See, it probably isn't even John Goodman. It's probably everybody else. Everybody else in the show.
Well, that's the thing.
Is
it's saying that it's going to be like centered around the daughter.
Well, so they may change the name. Well, I guess if it's the daughter, then no. They don't need to. Well, yeah. I don't know.
It's either Darlene or Sarah. Or no, I think her real name's Sarah. Yeah, so it's Darlene.
I guess at the end of the day, this is such a tricky situation because of this show, even though I don't think any of us watch it. This show was apparently doing very well.
It was doing well, and it's so sad for the rest of the cast.
That's what
it is. So I get why they're like trying to...
I mean, it's a bummer.
I'm not going to watch the show, but I support them bringing it back without her.
I support them bringing it back,
but she fucked it to hell, and I think the rest of the people on the show deserve a second chance. And even if it's almost just like handing this out to them, like, yeah, we don't want y'all to like be fucked because of this, I say just give them a chance and see what happens. And if it sucks and it gets canceled and it's like, well, it just wouldn't work out.
It's just would people watch it without her?
I don't know. I feel like maybe now.
I think people
because
would...
I think the majority of the world saw like what she did and what she tweeted and said on the internet. I think most people are like, there's no room in our world for that, for people that say stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's just, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like we want
it
to go on. And
I can imagine it maybe would do okay for like two more seasons and then it's going to end.
Right.
So it's kind of pointless, but it's like at the same time you feel bad for these actors and you want them to be able to, I don't know, continue their lives. So
famous people should just stay off Twitter.
They should.
People should start having, like, don't they have, they have enough money to pay people to, like, knock them out, right? If they're going to say something racist.
Money. They don't have enough money to have sense.
Didn't she blame it on some kind of fucking
Ambien?
She
blamed it on Ambien, yeah. And then the company that makes Ambien came out and was like, one of our side effects isn't known to cause racist rants or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
It's just a mess, but yeah. We'll
so
see
yeah,
what happens
good for
with
them.
That.
Hopefully, it'll do well. I'm not gonna watch the show.
Yeah, so, Tyler, what you got? Is this real?
This was announced literally today. Like a few hours ago. So a prequel series was announced for Game of Thrones. It is being developed by Jane Goldman. Jane Goldman worked on projects such as the first Kingsman movie and X-Men: First Class. Apparently, it's supposed to take place a while. Like, let's see.
A while before Game of Thrones even started.
I just heard you say that.
This is what it says from this.
Did it get to your ear late?
This is what it says from this IGN article. The official log line for the series reads, taking place thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones.
Thousands?
The series chronicles the world's descent from the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour, and only one thing is for sure. From the horrifying secrets of Westeros' history to the true origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East to the Starks of legend, it's not the story we think we know.
What fuck? How? What
how
year
is it
in Game of Thrones?
Right.
I don't know.
How
I mean,
it thousands of years.
I have no idea.
That?
I mean, I guess when they show you all the stuff with the White Walkers, you don't really know when they were actually made or how long they've been around for.
Yeah.
Do you?
Do we want?
I don't think so. But at the same time, like, right, a prequel with thousands of years before this. What do they know how to speak? Like, is language has language been created yet? I don't understand how it's that far.
Well, George R. Martin is co-writing it.
Why? Write your fucking book.
He can't.
He won't.
He's
he is so distracted.
Much time.
I don't think he cares because he has so much money at
but
this
he
point.
Wastes so much time on pointless shit like this.
Because he doesn't care. Do y'all hear like George R. His excuse during football season is straight up, I don't have time to write. I'm watching football. Which I kind of respect. But the same thing, like, this dude just sits there and distracts himself as much as he can.
Here's the thing. People want the books and they should get the books because... I understand.
Yeah.
You read these long, detailed books that have a lot more in them than the show. But the thing is, the showrunners have finished the story.
It's all
at
fucked
this point.
For them at this point.
So
it's all fucked. Like, yeah. Like you're saying, they want and they deserve to get the book to end and to see it that way.
But it's not going
to
happen.
But it's not going to happen. And unfortunately, the TV show is going to ruin it for you anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't help that he's also very old.
Yeah, he might not even finish him.
He's just being a lazy boy.
He's being a lazy
boy. I'm very interested to see if he ever comes out. And the thing
he
is,
has no business going to write a fucking the same universe 1,000 years before. He's got to write the fucking books that he hasn't finished yet.
It's like the ultimate procrastination.
I can see him like reading about taking this and then like doing it and laughing and being like, yeah, all these people are going to really piss
off.
At
this point, he is trolling the whole
world.
He's
just like, I can't finish this.
Doing.
And they call him up. You want to do this prequel series? Yeah, let's do that instead.
He like finally sits down to start writing and then they call him and he's like, oh, never mind.
It's like the definition of
it's like that episode of Seinfeld where they're like, George and Jerry are like trying to write their show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get up for literally everything. Like, Kramer, hey, don't leave.
It's funny. It is. I love that.
Okay, so we'll see. I don't think any of us really want this
to
happen.
If they did a prequel show with Ned Stark, it could be kind of cool. But the main show is showing you so much about Ned Stark anyway. With, like,
the
Tower of Joy stuff and all that.
Spoilers for Game of Thrones. We got the flashback and everything for, like, two seasons ago.
It was season six. Season six.
That was the only redeeming thing about seasons.
No. Season 5 was the bad one. Season 6 was good.
The tower stuff was season 5, I think.
Mm-mm.
It was, because that's when they have, spoiler again, that's when they have the reveal of Jon Snow's
That's season 6.
It is not. Is it?
Yes, I swear to God.
The only reason
I only know that because I rewatched season 6 before we watched 7, before 7 came out.
Okay, no.
The ending of 6, because the ending of 5, he dies. Spoilers.
How many seasons of Game of Thrones?
Wow,
are
you
there?
Said spoilers after you said he died.
How many seasons of Game of Thrones?
There's 7. They're making an 8th right now.
I thought 6 is the one we hated.
No, 5. 5. Five.
No.
Because, yes, yeah, we can look it up after, but yes. I swear to God.
Yeah, okay,
because
we can't keep arguing.
I thought the
about
season before the one we just watched was the one we all were like, nah, I don't know.
No, that was 5.
No, there's no way, because I remember not liking the
6 was the season with Hodor and everything. Season 6 was amazing.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah.
I think we don't like 6 either, though.
No, because season 6 has the scene. Season 6 had all the stuff with the Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
5 is the fucked one.
5 is the fucked one.
When's the flashback, then?
It's at the end.
At the very end of season 6, when they show Jon Snow at Winterfell. He's retaken Winterfell.
I'm so sorry. This is all spoilers for Game of Thrones.
People that are listening to this have seen Game of Thrones.
And we also did.
In case you haven't.
We said it and we're so sorry. Oh, fuck!
He's not going to remember by the time we go to watch it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, Angela doesn't pay attention to anything.
In season 6, they show Jon in Winterfell and they're showing the...
We've got somebody in here that hasn't seen it.
Shit.
They're showing the whole flashback in season 6 when Jon Snow is in Winterfell, and then they show the baby, and then they close up on his face,
right.
And I fucking
no,
cried.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
and that'll
season
be the
five
end
was
of,
the bad
we're
one.
Not going to talk anymore about it.
Somebody else we're friends with said season 6 sucks, and I think I wanted to punch him in the face. But
yeah, season 6 all of them.
Yeah, it was good. I was confused, but yeah, so.
Who said that?
I can't remember.
No.
Probably Brian. No, I think he liked season 6.
Sorry, Angelo.
It's okay. He's going to forget everything.
It doesn't spoil anything anyway.
So yeah, they're going to make that, and George R. R. Martin's probably going to die, and we're never going to know how Game of Thrones ends. You'll know in due time. I don't think we have any throwaway TV news.
Well, there wasn't really much to
there
talk
wasn't
about
much
anyway.
TV not. Stuff. We're actually getting to the end of this. We're going to jump into video game news, which E3, at the time of recording, it's Friday night, and E3 officially starts tomorrow morning. We're all super fucking pumped about
I've
it.
Never been so excited.
I'm so excited. There's so much that's going to happen at this E3, and I understand some people that listen to this podcast probably are more in it for like the movie and TV stuff, and you're not into video games, but just try to get on our level of excitement.
It's like
this,
E3
it is
in general,
be great.
It's like even if you're not that into video games, it's just such a spectacle that like you get to be a part of like all these different everybody gets
it's
so
hype.
Excited like you get hype off of other people being hype
yeah
kind
just
of
listen
thing.
To us and all your
we'll
friends
get you
and
excited
just, we
so
will.
You need to tune in and listen because we're definitely going to be talking
we're
going to
be unloading
lot.
Everything that happens at E3 so we don't have a lot of video game stuff this week
we're saving
this
it.
Is mostly some of this is rumors some of it is I don't even think we put everything on here that we should have but anyway I'll just say it there's been rumors that Square Enix's Avengers game that's going to be coming out. Hopefully they show it at E3. We'll see.
They have to.
There are rumors that it's going to be a revive of Ultimate Alliance, which is a Marvel game that came out. They probably haven't had one in, what, like 4 or 5 years?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Revive or reboot along the lines of, like, not the same gameplay or anything. Just the same kind of product name. I was reading stuff that was like it was almost more akin to like God of War 4 being like,
right,
it's they're taking it and they're just making something completely new out of it, and that could be really cool. Those games, I played them a little bit and they weren't like super my thing, but I know a lot of people liked them, and I think if they change things up. I was reading stuff that said like the gameplay was gonna be, and this is all rumors, but whatever this source was saying that the gameplay was gonna be along the lines of like Uncharted. And I think,
ooh, like linear?
Yeah. Did I put this in my notes, actually? Maybe I did. Yeah, they said like very linear and just that same style of gameplay. And I didn't write this.
I'd really like that.
Oh, I did. This is from, let me make sure I get this right. This is from, never mind, I didn't put the source on here. I don't think it was some post on 4chan. I don't think you can really go with that. But if this was true, they said, the gameplay would be similar style to the Uncharted and Infamous series. I was about to say, are they just saying the infamous Uncharted?
The infamous Uncharted.
Or are they saying both? And it is both. Meaning a third-person action game. If this is true, it's a big departure from the original games that played more like a traditional top isometric view RPG.
Right.
This I'm less excited about. There are also rumors that the game will take place in the same universe as Insomniac's Spider-Man game. Could this be the beginning of a Marvel shared gaming universe? This article says we certainly hope
so. We'll never
so.
Know until it happens.
We won't know until it happens, but I think if they're going to be making all these games in the same universe, it definitely limits how different they can be and how what the
it
they
does.
Can go with the stories of them and all kinds of other stuff. It works great for the movies, but I don't think the video game should really do that. The other interesting thing about this post was that although the narrative will take place from the perspective of multiple Avengers, Captain America, Iron Man, and Scarlet Witch will be the three main heroes in the game.
Oh.
Again, this is all 4chan rumor bullshit, but
I'm into that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be
really cool. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, by our next episode, we know a little bit more about this game because we're super excited about it. And then the only other thing, and I don't even really want to get into this because this turned way more into like a political issue now, but Valve basically opened up the Steam store this past week to everyone in the sense that creators, there's not really these guidelines anymore about what you can put on the store. It's like, even if it's very explicit or erotic or all this other stuff, they're not going to filter it out. They're going to say, you can put this on here as long as you're not breaking copyright and the law and all kinds of other stuff. This all happened because of that. I'm sure you guys heard about like this school shooting simulator that got put on
Jesus
Steam.
Jesus Christ.
And it's literally was made by somebody who's just fucking human trash that put this game on there where you literally go into school and shoot people. And
right.
It got pulled from the Steam store, and that sparked all this controversy. Not really controversy because people were like, pull this shit, get it out of there. But now Valve is saying like, yeah, stuff like this does not have a place on the store, but we're changing our rules to where we're not going to filter out stuff. We're going to leave it up to the people that are buying games to decide what they want to buy and what they won't buy. And people are on, it's turned into a whole war. People on both sides of this. Is Valve doing the right thing? They should be coming down harder so stuff like this doesn't happen. I don't know.
Just takes the fun out of it.
I don't even know what to think because I don't even really use Steam.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, imagine if this happened on the PSN store. It's kind of the same thing.
So what do you think?
I don't know. I think that, yeah, stuff like that shouldn't be on there. But at the same time, I think people should just have more of a sense of, like, it's there. I'm not buying that. I'm not looking at that. And I'm not even going to tweet about it and give it, like, the time of day.
Yeah, you can argue for it from both sides.
I'm just going to be like, if somebody sick fuck out there wants to spend their time making that game and putting it up there, then let them put it up there and nobody even look at it.
Right. Because
that's what they want.
It's
they
like
want
the
this
fact
new
that it's
story.
Getting attention is what's making it
the
worse.
The dude's sitting there laughing probably. He's a sick fuck. Just, like, everybody ignore it, and it'll go away. So,
because that's the whole reason it's
so
even in there.
I kind of think that Valve's doing the right thing, and I've always loved Valve, but I think they are doing the right thing in the sense that, yeah, they're going to let you put whatever you want on there, and they're going to leave it up to the consumers to just be like, no, fuck that. I don't want it. I'm not going to go for it. So that's basically everything we've got on here about video games, some throwaways. The new Destiny 2 DLC expansion, Forsaken, was announced. Yeah. I make that poopy sound.
I hear that's a common feeling.
Yeah, I haven't heard great things. I've never really played Destiny. I could get into it if it didn't take up as much time as it sounds like it does, but at the same time, I don't really care. But cool for Destiny fans because apparently this is going to be new content through summer of 2019, which is exciting, I guess, if you like Destiny, so congrats. Hitman 2 officially leaked and was announced.
Just Cause 4 as well.
Yeah, Just Cause 4 leaked on Steam, I think, last night. A page for it. So we'll be seeing those at E3 for sure. And, yeah, that's that. Okay, so that's the end of our news.
We did a lot of it.
We did a lot of it. Mostly movie news. So we're going to get into our honorable mentions. You guys know what this is. We haven't come up with a good name for it yet, so I'm not going to read this shit out. But these are basically stuff we've looked at this week, stuff we've been into and reading and watching and whatever that we find kind of interesting or we hate. Who knows? We're going to talk about it now. So Tyler's first on here. What'd you do, Tyler?
I did three things this week. I went and saw the movie Upgrade.
Oh, how was it?
Very good.
And Angela
saw it too.
Our producer's nodding and shaking
his
head.
He's very happy.
I'll tell you what, it was pretty good. But the more I thought about it, the more it, like, it's really good.
Really?
I was very.
You recommend it?
Yeah. Okay. I was very.
The more you thought about it, the more what, though?
The more into it you, I like, am. Like, the world is really cool, yeah.
It sounded like you were going to say you didn't
like
it.
No, I really liked it. I really
was the fake Tom Hardy guy.
He's good.
He's knockoff Tom Hardy.
The cool thing about the movie is it has a lot of humor to it as well. And it's like, it's a Blumhouse movie, so you don't expect it. It's not a horror movie by any way.
It's just gory, I'm assuming.
It's not even that gory. Like, there's parts that are, but it's nothing that you haven't seen in other movies before.
Right.
It's more just the action scenes are really cool. The story's actually pretty good, and it's just different. It's very, the world has a very futuristic Blade Runner kind of thing to it.
Yeah.
Well, not as Blade Runner-y, but it's got similarities.
Just the looks in the trailer, I mean, I feel like it made me want to see the movie really badly, so. Yeah.
I really, really liked it. And I was surprised there was a good bit of people in the theater when I went to go see it, too. So people were actually...
They probably thought it was Tom Hardy.
I don't think anyone...
Hey, what's that new Tom Hardy movie?
Upgrade? I went and saw an indie movie also called Beast. If I'm sure anyone listening to this is not going to know what that is.
I didn't even know.
I only knew what
it
was because it was on MoviePass at a theater by us. Mm-hmm. So, and I saw that it got good reviews. And it's a very dark, twisted movie. But it was really, really good.
Oh, nice.
Does it involve Beast from Beauty and the Beast?
No, what's interesting...
Is it his, origin story?
No.
But, more of an origin story than what they give you in Beauty and the Beast?
What's interesting is the title is never referenced in any sort of way.
Really?
I guess it's sort of just the way the characters...
Like an inner Beast?
I guess it's the way the characters act and things that happen in the movie. You can kind of take it as, what is the Beast? Who is the Beast kind of thing?
Oh, and then, Split.
Kind of like that, yeah. I don't know. It's a very... A dark, twisted movie. It's a story about these
two... Hey, is it twisted and dark?
It is. It's a story between these two people, but it doesn't go the way that you think, I guess. I don't even really want to give it away. It's just if you've heard of the movie or you have Movie Pass, you just go see it.
I need to use my Movie Pass more because apparently there might not be much time left.
Yeah.
When I went and saw...
We're running low on
When
time.
I went and saw this movie, I was the only person in the theater. So it shows how...
So the whole theater's going to go away too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just everything fades away.
And then I also beat Super Mario Odyssey.
Woo-hoo!
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm still playing it because I'm still going to keep collecting moons until I...
Good for
die.
You.
Until I get tired of it, but...
Probably until you die.
I really... This is a game I
get
really...
Get all 999.
I want to... I really want to. I don't know. It's an amazing game. I don't know if it's the best Super Mario game I've ever played, but it's definitely...
It's so hard.
It's the most creative and it's the most fun.
I wish I could rate them because I never beat either of the Galaxy games.
I haven't beaten those either.
And I really didn't even play them much. I would love if they put them on Switch. That's all I want.
Angela beat them.
They're
apparently.
Good.
The thing is, I'll always love the little edginess and the darkness that Super Mario 64 has the most. It just has this, I guess because it's nostalgia too.
That's the only ones I played.
That's what makes Odyssey so much better because when you get to all the end game stuff, it's so much little references and things
in
64. And
the paintings and the fucking,
I love that.
The whole place you go at the end, it's great.
I was playing earlier today or yesterday and I couldn't believe all the stuff that they crammed into it from 64. And so many little things that I just love.
I mean, the game's a creative masterpiece. It's fantastic.
And that's the thing, it's definitely the most creative Mario game. It's also definitely a love letter to the series.
So question, at E3, do you think they announce any kind of DLC for it? Do you think maybe they're not doing anything and you think they're gonna make an Odyssey 2 with the success of it, kind of along
think
what they did with Galaxy?
I think there will be an Odyssey 2.
I think so too.
But I think they should.
I don't think they can't, like they have
I think
to.
They should make some DLC, like free, if they get free they DLC for
well, and
this
they've,
game,
they've been
cool.
good with it, like the whole Luigi balloon thing, and they've added a bunch of different like skins and outfits for Mario.
Like, I don't know if they would want to go to the extent of creating more worlds because it's big, but it would be really cool if they did it.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so this week, I started, and I'm not sure if I really should have, I started the Batman Telltale series. I've never been big into Telltale games, but this was free on PSN a few months ago, and I was just, I beat God of War. I feel like I beat something after that, but maybe I didn't. Basically, I was just like, what am I going to play now? I don't know what to do with my life. And I was looking through my PlayStation games. I didn't want to pay money for one, so I was like, I got a bunch of stuff in here. And I saw the Batman Telltale game. I was like, I'll try this. The story is actually really interesting. Mm-hmm. I like the story a lot. It's very Batman-y, but at the same time, it's at least going down a plotline that I've never seen in any kind of Batman comic book.
With the Joker?
Not even. Is completely...
I know a little bit about
this. What Telltale I've games. Seen in this one... Honestly, the Joker hasn't even showed up in the... I'm in episode two. But just what they're doing with kind of like the Wayne family and a bunch of other stuff is really interesting. Telltale games are just so weird. Like, I get the whole decision choice, make your own path, whatever, but I just feel like with a game like Detroit out where like I know all your decisions matter and stuff, I can't help feeling like in this game, like, how much does any of this really mean?
So I'm
trying to just look at it as like I'm watching a Batman movie and I have some limited control over what happens, and that's kind of cool,
but it doesn't like change too much,
right? Like, so depending on... I'm gonna probably tough it out and finish it. I just, when I'm playing a game, like, I really want to be actually playing a game.
You want to be more a part of it,
yeah, because right. These games, it's like the universe is so cool. I love the art style and everything. I'm like, I really just want to run around and do shit in this game, but I understand that's not what Telltale is, so that's why I'm trying to just look at it as a movie, and when I'm doing that I can kind of enjoy it. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know how, if I actually...
I've never really been into Telltale either. Me neither. I want to be. I don't want to put the time aside for it. That's the thing.
They've got like Game of Thrones, they got Back to the Future, they got Guardians of the Galaxy. They've made so many cool like concepts for Telltale games, but I don't think a lot of people like the gameplay of them. So whatever. And I also rewatched Coco because that movie's fucking incredible.
It's great.
And they put it on Netflix this past week. Mm-hmm. And
Netflix is killing it this month.
They are.
Coco, Last Jedi, Ragnarok.
Yes.
Kick ass. So
good. It's funny because it's like all those got put on and I got really excited, but I also own all of them. So it doesn't really make any sense to be that excited.
Coco, I loved when we saw it in theaters last year. And I think I kind of forgot how much I loved it because this movie's so great. And
Pixar.
We talk about Pixar with like their sequels and stuff, but... This movie, I think, like, treads new ground for Pixar. Even if I know some people saw the movie and could see parts of the story coming and stuff like that, but this movie's so dark compared. Like, it goes into this just whole other place that Pixar hadn't been before. It deals with the concept of death. It's so interesting for like a slightly. I mean, it's a kid's movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so adults get a lot out of it, but it explores this whole thing about death that has never been done in Pixar or even like these kind of like childish Disney movies at all.
But it did it in a really like great way.
A great, interesting, like at the end of the day, heartwarming way. But even the end of this movie, like, I think it's so sad. And it's happy, but it's towards the end, it's just like, this really...
I love Pixar.
It's a very deep movie.
I love everything.
Pixar knows
do.
How to hit those
they
buttons.
They do. They're so good at it. So I love Coco. If for some reason you haven't seen this movie, I definitely recommend. Just go watch it. It's on Netflix now. It's great. And obviously I watched it for a second time because it was that good, so... That's what I did. Bailey, what's up?
Okay, so I'm currently watching Mr. Robot Season 2.
Good for you.
Which I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to like give away scenes, but there's this one scene that happens in the episode I just watched that... I don't think I've ever seen a show like this before in my life.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm sure you do.
Which episode?
4? Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly what it is.
It's just, there's something about this show that like...
It's bizarre.
It's unsettling, but at the same time, it's almost like a train wreck, but in a good way. Like, it's not like the show's bad, but you can't look away from like all these terrible things happening.
Oh, for sure.
And I love that about this show. But not only that, I started this show, which my brother is going to be very upset that I didn't tell him because he's been trying to get me to watch this show for forever. But it's called The Expanse, and it's on Amazon, but it's a sci-fi show. And ooh. It's actually really interesting. Like, I'm only one episode in, so I don't know too much about it. But it's pretty much just like this futuristic sci-fi, like almost mystery detective, like space noir type shot. It's like really cool. And I think it originally got canceled after the third season on Sci-Fi Network. I think just because Sci-Fi can't afford it.
Yeah.
And then Amazon picked it up. So it's all on Amazon now, but it seems like it's going to be really interesting. And my brother is like raving about it and says, shout out to Mike, but just says it's like so cool, and he thinks it's like one of the best shows he's ever watched. And I love like any type of sci-fi type show, and so I'm really interested to see where this leads, because I don't know anything else about it, but I'm really interested in it. So
cool. I'm bummed you didn't put Westworld on here, and I'm used to you talking about Westworld.
I know. Okay. Also, I watched Westworld, and
here it is.
Death is a program. Pain is a program.
Okay. First of all, that was a great quote. I loved that. But it's so hard because I wanna.
The more I think about this at the episode that. From this week, mm-hmm. I think the show is kind of getting back on track.
I do too, but I don't want to get my hopes up too high just because.
Yeah, can they land it?
That's the thing. They're just dragging this episode.
So the season's not that great.
No, it's not like awful, but it's just they're dragging it out.
I thought y'all were going crazy over it.
No, it's such a cool show. And it was kind of like the first episode's great. 2 and 3, you're kind of like, what are they doing? Episode 4 fucking might be my favorite episode of the whole series. Mm-hmm. Then 5 and 6 are like all right, but you're kind of like, what is going on? And then I think this episode kind of lifted back up a little
bit.
But overall, season 1's better.
I loved season 1 so much, and then watching season 2 directly after I finished the first season is making it to where I can compare them. So it's...
Yes, season 2 is very interesting. It just doesn't have that same kind of charm that the first one did.
Exactly. So, but I still have hope. I'm hoping it's going to be really great by the end of all this, but...
Right.
But yeah, so I watched that too. I watched a lot this week, apparently, so...
Well, Omar's got stuff on here too, but he's not here. Angela, you want to pretend to be Omar? All right, no, that's okay. Angela's shy. Omar watched The Office. What a fucking surprise. I can't blame him, because I think most of us have watched that show like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah,
but
easily.
But come on, Omar. Finish Parks and Rec.
He's got to finish Parks and Rec, but he's watching The Office. He's on season 2, I believe, so.
We also, as a group, started rewatching season 1 of True Detective because that show kicks ass.
Kicks ass.
So we're only on episode 2, but there's some people in this room that haven't seen it, Angelo, and there's some people that haven't finished it.
Me.
Bailey. So it's going to be very exciting when we get to the end of the show and shit hits the fan as it does, so we can't wait.
It's already hitting the fan.
Yeah, it already is.
Angelo's shit.
Okay, Angelo's making a motion. He might need to go somewhere.
Angelo needs us to wrap up real quick.
But anyway, lucky for him, we're at the end of this. This has been episode 9. Nobody's going with that. Hopefully you guys had fun. As I said, you know, follow us on Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod. Like us on Facebook. You just search Miss the Bus
follow
on all these
the
things.
Page.
You're going to find us. Again, we would really appreciate you going on iTunes, rating us. Give us 5 stars. We love you.
Rating,
if you don't like us, just
likes,
do it.
Follows.
It helps us out so much. There's a special thing iTunes does for the first 8 or 9 weeks that you're on it. And you guys have been great. We've gotten a lot of really positive feedback and stuff that kind of boosts us up on there. But we have a few more weeks left on to be eligible for this thing on iTunes. And the more you guys can go on there and review us and rate us, the better. So just tell your friends, push us out there. We really appreciate it. This has been episode 9.
9.
What do we normally say? Sayonara?
Peace.
Peace.
Bitches.
We don't know. We say different things
every
time.
We say different things.
What's the thing where they're like, never mind.
Adios.
Muchacho.